And now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our program. If you have a question for us, all you have to do is email that to info, I-N-F-O, at lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. And my partner, Mr. Hartman, will cogitate on your question and give you a reliable, pithy, and somewhat entertaining answer on next week's program. And now, once you wake. So, Lawyers Who Needs Them, it's info at Lawyers Who Needs Them. Let's ask this question. Do you have rights? Well, because there's an attorney running around making a living suing spammers.
Well, he's got a great idea. There's a fellow by the name of Daniel Balsam. And he was a marketing guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was getting fed up with all of the spam that he was getting on his
computer.
On his computer.
Yeah.
Email spam. It was clogging up the whole computer. And I know what the problem is. So anyway, he quit his career as a marketing guy and launched a website called Dan Hates Spam.
Dan Hates Spam.
And he quit his career in marketing, and he went to law school and is making a decent living suing companies who flood his email inboxes. Now, he's filed a lot of lawsuits.
What can he get for these lawsuits?
Including many before he graduated from law school. Well, you file enough.
How much can you get for spam?
Well, he seems here. He settled one for $6,000, another one for some other money like that.
Oh, it's like
small
stuff.
But he has racked up in excess of $1 million in court judgments.
$6,000 at a time.
In judgments and settlements.
Wow.
And these people, first of all, you sue a company. Look, they say, let's get rid of this nut.
Right.
Because it's going to cost us more to defend the case.
Exactly.
And it's going to take a few bucks, or you pay them a few bucks. It's the cost of doing business what they do.
All right.
However, you do have rights. You can stop this spam. You have a right to sue. This guy's doing this. Now, I would consult with him if I were you, because he's an expert on suing these guys about spam.
So go right to his website, Hates Spam.
What?
He's not talking about the lunch meat?
A lot of people are going to settle just to avoid, like I said, this situation. And then others, he can actually get a judgment. In November, he got a $4,000 judgment against some adult-oriented social media that kept sending him stuff, which was this adult nonsense. And then he also, I think it was called Various INC, would say, hello, my name is Rebecca, I love you. And
I get those every week.
Right.
But they're Russian women.
Well, but you send them back and say, I love you too.
I never send them back. But I get a lot of Russian women.
Well, where are they Russian?
They're
I don't know. They're not Russian to look at you. That I can tell you. But in any event, it's a very interesting thing, and he's done this. I don't know how long he can keep it up. I don't know how long, but so far, it's like a high-class shakedown is really what it is. Because, the best way to get rid of spam is to delete it.
Right.
You don't have to look at it. We just press the delete button, and out it goes.
Boy. Maybe you don't want to write this guy, because he might interpret your note as spam.
As spam.
Don't write him. Take it back. Dan Hates Spam.
Spam. Right.
There we go. Hates Spam.
That's terrific.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
I'm just a genius with words.
I want you to come on this program sober. I don't want any more of this nonsense.
If I came on this program sober, I wouldn't have the courage.
Right.
All right. A 2-year-old girl waits so long in the emergency room that she requires multiple amputations. Now, let's be honest.
Well, here.
Most emergency rooms, you have a wait. There's a wait. And it always...
But they have to triage.
Triage. That is the key word.
You have to decide when you come in. First of all, a lot of it is loaded with people who can't afford doctors, and they come into the emergency
for
room
something
with
like
a headache,
cold.
with a bunion, with a pimple on her backside, stuff like that.
But here's
a kid, 2 years old, comes in there, she's turning 18 different colors, getting blotchy.
And they don't do anything.
And they see it, and they're asking for help. They're not giving it to her. 5 hours later, she gets... this was some kind of a common infection that had invaded her blood system.
Okay.
And a fever was raging out of control. She had 103 fever and was getting higher. And the family was waiting to see a doctor. They begged to see a doctor, and nobody did anything.
Now, where was this emergency room?
It was in the Methodist Hospital in, I tell you, I don't like their methods, in wherever it was. And I don't know exactly where, but...
Well, we don't want to malign them because it might have been an aberration.
Right, no. And anyway, they removed both her feet and one hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a terrible thing to happen. Now, what why is it on this program?
Yeah,
it's not a medical program.
What can you do about it?
You can sue. You can sue.
Yeah.
I mean, if the failure to attend to this person in 5 hours is negligence on the part of the hospital, you can sue. Not only that, when they discovered this thing was getting real serious, they moved the kid through a helicopter to another
hospital,
yeah, because these people.
Yeah, but then it was too late.
She was in septic shock from
septic
what they call
shock.
Septic
very
shock.
Very dangerous.
A streptococcus of some kind.
Yep, and very dangerous.
And it was something that when they saw her change these splotches and everything looking and her fever going up, they definitely should have done something. And I don't know how you can do that. I can understand how these emergency rooms are like, but when you talk about malpractice and all of this health care, and we have to do something to tort reform, and we have to do something to tort reform, well, what are we going to do about these situations?
Right.
I mean, this is negligence. If you don't, the hospitals have to, you have to keep their toes to the fire.
All right. Well, let's hope this young lady
I hope,
gets
I
the help she
I wish her every good success.
Yes, me too.
They say she's going to be able to be okay with prosthetics and so forth.
That's a heck of a way to go through
life. She's just a kid. She's only 2 years old.
Right.
Thing. Right.
Mm. Well, a chairlift crash in Sugarloaf, Maine, that's a ski resort.
It forms
the basis of a lawsuit. But
this is
an interesting problem.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things you acknowledge as taking risk and certain things that you don't acknowledge.
That's right. Now, let me give you the
example. Explain that to me.
I would like to explain it. If you'd stop talking and jabbering, I'll get the explanation in.
Okay.
Go ahead. When you go skiing.
Hang on a second. I want to get comfortable.
Please get comfortable. Why don't you lie down?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm out of the picture.
Yeah.
So the ski area,
yes.
When you go skiing, you do take the risk of any ski injuries.
Like you run into a tree.
You bang into a tree, you fall, you trip over another skier, that kind of stuff. Very difficult to prove any liability on the part of the ski area.
Okay.
But you don't take the risk that the chairlift's going to collapse.
Yeah.
And so these people will have a valid lawsuit against the ski area if they were hurt. And I think 7 to 9 people were actually hurt. The other thing is you got to understand something. You go to a ball game.
Baseball game.
You take the risk of getting hit by a ball. If you are the ball team nor the stadium is liable.
Oh.
But if the stands collapse, that you're liable
right.
for. And this is a situation in which the stands collapse.
What if the hot dogs are no good?
The hot dogs are no good is a different situation. Completely. It's an absolutely different situation. The hot dogs are no good. You don't eat them. Yeah, you know, if you taste the hot dog and it's no good, don't eat it. Now, the question is, do you get your money back?
Yes.
At Yankee Stadium, it's become substantial. It's about $7.50.
You need an attorney.
Right. In Rochester, it's $1.25.
Right.
Let's say you got to get it there.
Right.
But the point is, that's exactly right. You don't risk certain things. You do risk other things.
All right. Well, there
and
you
so
have it.
The question of what risk you assume when you do participate in sports.
And there you have it. Or as an entertainer.
Or as a
right.
spectator.
That's
sports,
right. Okay. So, like when the explosive pots go off on the stage, if your hair is burned off, you shouldn't expect that to happen.
Right.
The fact that you were trying to dance with the leading lady has nothing to do with it. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back, and we're going to discuss what happens when a massage therapist rubs you the wrong way.
That's right.